It's April 11th, 1989. This is Jean DeTemple about to do a home visit for Kristen Liddell.
Caterpillar. Yeah, it's about a caterpillar, huh? And what is it, a very hungry caterpillar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was saying the words.
Oh, you're going to say the words? Why? You think you know if I have?
I'm still hungry.
I'm still hungry. It says, in the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. There's a leaf. Where's the little lime egg? There it is. Looks like the moon has a face, huh?
And pop.
Oh, the sun's popping up. That's right. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop. You knew that by heart, huh? Out of the egg came a tiny, very hungry caterpillar. Looks really tiny, huh?
Yeah.
All right, wait a minute. He started to look for some food. On Monday,
he was so hungry.
And on, what's after Monday? What day's after Monday? On Monday, Tuesday. On Tuesday, he ate food. How many pears?
Two
pears.
I know.
But what happened?
But he's still hungry. I know these people, four plums.
How many plums?
Four plums.
No, I don't think there's four. Count them.
One, two, three.
How many? Three. Three plums. That was on Wednesday, right? But what happened?
He was so hungry.
But he was still hungry. Oh, on Thursday.
He ate four strawberries.
Four strawberries, that's right. And then what happened?
He was still hungry.
But he was still hungry. Oh, on Friday.
He ate four.
No, you better count them. How many are there?
One, two, three, four, five.
Five? Five what? What are they?
Five.
Yep. There's five of them, but what are these? What kind of food are these?
Oranges.
Oranges, that's right.
Daddy was so hungry.
My God. And on Saturday, he ate through what? A piece of what? Chocolate. Cake.
No.
This is a chocolate piece of chocolate cake. And this is what?
Ice cream.
He ate through one ice cream cone, and he ate through what?
Pickle.
One pickle, and he ate through what?
Cheese.
And this is called Swiss cheese. And he ate one piece of what?
I don't know that.
You don't know that? That's salami.
And lollipop.
And one lollipop. And what's this? You know what that is? So one piece of cherry pie.
One piece of cherry pie.
All right, and this is what? You know what that is?
Hot dog.
Well, it looks like a hot dog, but you know what it is?
Mm.
It's a sausage. And this is what? Oh, yeah,
cupcake.
You knew what that was. One cupcake.
One watermelon.
And one slice of watermelon. And then what happened?
Yes.
You think he was still hungry?
He was half hungry.
Why? Because he ate all that food, huh?
But he was better.
The next day was Sunday.
And he was better.
Why was he better?
Because he ate the green.
Oh, he ate through one nice green leaf and then he felt better? Now he wasn't hungry anymore, huh?
He was a big, fat caterpillar.
He was a big, fat caterpillar. And what's this? What's this? Do you know what that's called? He built a small house. Do you know what it was called?
What?
A cocoon. He built it all around. He's inside this. And he stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. And then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon and he pushed his way out. And what happened? Turn the page. What happened?
A butterfly.
He turned into a butterfly. You like that? Yeah, you had this book all week, huh?
I want to read to you.
You just did. You read the whole book to me.
I want to read.
You want to read another book? Maybe you don't know this one.
Kristen, did you cut this grade at school?
Yeah, this whole week.
All week long?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's helpful, huh?
I know.
This one.
You think you know this one? No. I don't think you know this one.
Baby.
No. Do you know this? What baby. Next, baby, dear? This is by Jill Murphy. That's the one that did the book. Oh, this looks good. Can I go to the moon? Asked baby dear. Baby dear wants to go to the moon. No, you can't, said Mrs. Bear. Mrs. Bear was his mom. It's bath time. Anyways, you have to find a rocket first. We need the rocket to go to the moon. Baby Bear found a rocket in the closet under the stairs.
But it was in the team.
You think so? Yeah. Oh, look, he's got all good, nice goodies in there, huh? He found a space helmet. Oh, look what he's using for a space helmet. Mm-hmm. What does Mommy use that for? Doesn't Mommy use that for the macaroni?
Yeah.
Yeah, huh. On the drain board in the kitchen, and a pair of space boots on the mat by the front door. He's just using his regular boots for his space boots. He's pretending. He packed his teddy bear and some food for the journey. They took off up the chimney. Oh, God, he's going up the chimney. Look at all the food he's taking. Oh, you'd like that, an apple. Whoosh! Out into the night. Look at that, he's going up to the sky.
But he has a boy.
Look at who's watching him?
Katie.
Mm. Probably looking up saying, oh my God, who's that up there? An owl flew by. Yeah. What a great rocket, he said. Where are you going? To the moon, said Baby Bear. Would you like to come too? Yes, please, said Owl. But see, Owl doesn't even have to go into his rocket. He can fly with him beside him because he has wings. Mm-hmm. An airplane roared out of the clouds. Baby Bear waved, and some of the people waved back. Look at all the people in the plane. See their heads? On and on they flew, up and up, above the clouds, past millions of stars. Look at all the stars.
But he was in that thing, and he fell down.
Oh, you think he fell down? Yeah? No, I don't think he fell down. He can fly.
But he can't.
And they passed all these stars until at last they landed on the moon. Baby Bear finally landed where he always wanted
but
to go. Oh, what happened? Looks like he dropped something. His space helmet. Mm-hmm. There's nobody here, said Baby Bear. And there are no trees, said the owl. It's kind of boring, said Baby Bear. Should we have a picnic? Now that's a good idea, said Owl. Oh, look at, they put out a little blanket and they got their drinks out. And all this little teddy bear sitting there too. Look at the owl sipping with a can of soda. And they're eating cookies. Looks like cookies.
Yeah.
You think it's cookies? It looks like pancakes. I don't see no syrup. I don't think it's pancakes. No, I think it's cookies, probably. We better go, said Baby Bear. My bath must be ready now. Off they went, down and down. The owl got out and flew away. Goodbye, he said. It was nice to meet you. Oh, there goes the owl.
He's going.
He has to go home, too. And it rained, and the rain dripped through Baby Bear's helmet. You know why? Look at all the holes. Of course mm-hmm. It went right through, huh? His head's all wet. And I bet he's cold now, right? Home went Baby Bear, back down the chimney and onto the living room carpet with a bump. Look at how he landed. He likes this, huh? Mrs. Bear came into the room. How did you get so dirty, she gasped, as she took him into the bathroom. You look like you've been up the chimney. Oh, God, look at him. He's full. He's full of dirt. Oh, I have, said Baby Bear. First I found a rocket, then I put on my space helmet, and then I flew to the moon. Oh, my, said Mrs. Bear, laughing. What will you think of next? If he was pretending he went to the moon? Yeah? Look, she's washing. Try to get all that off.
His eyes.
Yeah, it closes his eyes so he doesn't get the soap in his eyes. Mm-hmm. Did you like that? You didn't know that one, huh?
The owl.
Yeah, owl was his friend that went to the moon with him.
Kristen, do you have a story that is one of your favorites? Remember the caterpillar? Just that's the favorite one.
Oh, the caterpillar? I don't know. What do we?
Another book that you like.
This one?
Is that a favorite book?
Is it this one? Oh, you want that one?
Why not?
Why not? It's a book she doesn't know, that's why.
The dog and the cat.
That's right, cat and dog. Oh, you've had this book. Do you remember this? Who walked out through the back door?
The kitty.
Who walks pit-a-pat on the garden? Who walks pit-a-pat down the garden? Who's it? It's, what is it? Who is it? Get out of here. He goes meow.
The kitty.
That's right. And he walks tiptoe along the wall. Who jumps down into the alley? And who goes scratch, scratch, scratch against the fence? Look at that. Look at he's putting all his marks on the fence. Who walks tall tail between the bottles? Look at his tail straight up. It's almost as tall as the bottles. You think he could? No, I don't think so. Oh, what is this? Maybe a fly? Look at he's got a little umbrella and it looks like a little suitcase.
Look at Mommy.
What happened?
He's got a broken.
You think he's got a broken tail? Yeah? Right. Who should watch out for around the corner? Watch out, cat. Oh, look at who's peeking behind this.
What?
What are these?
Mouses.
Yeah, and the mouses are always afraid of what?
Kitty.
Oh, but what are kitties afraid of?
Dog.
Look at, he looks real scared. The dog came out, ruff, 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 ruff. Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip, snap around the corner? Look at, he's chasing the poor little kitty.
Kitty is
next. Mm-hmm. Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip, snap around the corner? Between the bottles. Getting closer. Oh, he's on his face. He looks like he's smiling. It's like telling him, you can't get me. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at, what's happening here? What's all this? What are they doing?
Making a mess.
Making a mess. And what's falling here?
Bottles.
All kinds of bottles. I hope they're not glass, because what will happen if they're glass?
They will break.
That's right, they will break. You can get hurt, right? Quick, crack, quick. Who runs snip, snap down the alley? Getting closer. Getting closer. Look at how close he is to that kitty cat. He's going to get him. Snip, snap, jump, cat. Oh, he better jump real quick and real high. Look at the dog. He's got his tongue out. Jump, dog. Up. Oh, I think the dog's going to fall, though. Look at this. Look at the mice. They're falling over and everything. Who falls back? I think it was the dog. Yeah, it was. He fell right down. Look at this kid.
Why?
I don't know. I think they probably thought they were going to get hurt too. Looks like this one's got a headache. He's holding his head. with all that noise. Along the wall, who walks tiptoe? Up the garden, who walks tittle-tap? Through the back door, who comes back? Who's coming back? Yeah, it's the cat, softly and safely. I think he'd rather stay indoors where he doesn't get into trouble. You think so? Nice and quiet inside. Would you like that? You've had this book, though. In school? Did you have this in school? I was when we went to the library. No, I think that's a good book. Did you like that?